Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Gets twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak. Fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say.
A very good evening to you all, faithful listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, this is a show where we talk about life and everything that pertains to it, whether it's marriage, children, career, your profession, whatever. Anything in between. Money, of course, money too. We need to have our money on Life Lessons as well. So, of course, welcome to the show that talks about life. The reason and the purpose is for us to make where we are, our community, our society, a better living society to live in, for us to thrive in, and to motivate you and I. Now, of course, I won't be able to achieve that all by myself, all throughout. So I need to bring in the right people that can speak about their stories so that you can feel like this is real, you know, because it is life lessons. It has to be based on somebody's life, whether mine, whether the next person, whether yours. So yeah, Now tonight, we diving into a very relevant conversation. And I say that because at this particular point in time, I see it very important and very relevant considering that grade 12 results or grade 11 and grade 12 results have recently, you know, been released. And this could be a motivating story to one or two persons out there, or maybe even 20, maybe even 100 people out there that are listening. And of course, they will also go and share the story to the next person. Yeah, so welcome. Now, like I always say, if you hear the voice of Toby Mac this time around from Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours, know that Happy Juju is run about the corner, ready to bring you an interesting conversation to motivate you and I. Now, tonight we're talking about consistency. And that word this year, in the very beginning of the year, is I feel like it's very, very, very important. It's consistency and determination in pursuing one's dream. Now, of course, sometimes we have dreams that we're pursuing ourselves, but then it's the determination, the consistency that will then help us, and also the discipline that will help us to achieve those goals. Why? Because life is not predictable. Sometimes life throws you off the radar completely and you have to start from scratch. But the point is not in staying down, but in rising up as you fall. Now, of course, joining me in studio this evening is Dr. Lusa Nusiku Eliakim. A very good evening, Doc, and it's a pleasure to have you in studio with me.
Good evening, Happy.
Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm well. I'm grateful to God for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to meet you.
Go. And how has been your Saturday?
It's been busy.
Okay.
I've seen a few patients.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I'm so grateful for that because it's a little baby.
Yeah.
Still growing.
Yeah.
But it has been a blessed Saturday.
That's nice. That's nice. You know, I think, you know, at one point, maybe we patients, when we go to the doctor, we always feel, I don't know, scared, but then the doctors always treat us their own babies or something like that.
I always say patients are little babies.
Aww.
And we must always cater to them. And you never know what someone is going through. So always give your utmost care, your utmost best.
That is so true. Doc, it's really a pleasure to have you. But let's get to know who is Dr. Eliakim, right?
Yes.
Let's get to know who she is and her upbringing. I want to know where you grew up, how was your growing up like, what you liked, so we can actually trace it to you being a doctor now. Let's hear that. Are you the firstborn, the secondborn, the lastborn? What?
Yeah. Okay, my name is Lusa Nusiko Eliakim.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Windhoek, but I was raised in the north back in Ongwediva.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised initially by my grandmother in Ogongo. That's my village. And then I was raised now by my aunt in Ongwediva. I did not grow up with my parents, but my parents, like my father, later passed on when I was grade 3. Mm. He invested so much in my school, so he built the foundation. He made me go to private school early on because I started younger than my initial age mates.
Okay, okay.
Yes, but then my aunt took over, mm-hmm. and I then went to Ongwediva Control Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was from grade 3 to grade 7. And then I studied, then I went to Oshigambo High School,
yeah.
2012 to 2016. After Oshigambo High School, I then went, you wanted to know more about.
Yeah, of course, of course.
School.
You're doing well. You're doing well. But I almost wanted to interject you right there. You went to Oshigambo.
Yes.
Nice. Interesting. Bright minds. Yeah, brilliant minds
really
from Oshigambo.
Schooled with bright minds.
Yeah.
Everyone that I know made it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm. Ever since growing up, my aunt installed this foundation in us. She taught us at home. So I was always very an ambitious child.
Yeah.
And I'm sure teachers didn't really like me that much because I would cry for that one mark. Like, why am I getting a C and not a B? Why am I getting a B and not an A? But overall, I'm grateful for those teachers. I can still remember them and they have also implemented good values in me. Yes, so.
And at home, sibling wise?
Okay, on my mom's side, I have a little sister, Justy.
You're the only one from your dad, right?
No.
Okay.
We are two for my mom and dad.
Oh.
And on my dad, I have other three siblings.
Okay.
So altogether, we are like five.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, but I'm the firstborn on my mother's side.
Ah.
Yes, so I have to pave the way for the...
But you know, I've come to realize firstborns are the lastborns. Somehow.
Actually, when I was young, yeah. I was like the firstborn, maybe like now. But now I'm the baby, like I'm my mother's child.
I know, right? And your younger siblings, if they are boys, even for that matter, makes it even...
I'm glad my little sister is not those typical Nyelos. She's really, really nice.
Yeah,
she bullies me, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. At least you will
black make decks.
It. Yeah, yeah. imagine. Yes. Okay, so where did you finish high school?
When did I finish?
Where?
2016.
Yeah.
Yes, I finished 2016.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved to the capital city.
Yes, better life. Yeah, more opportunities. Yeah, Little did we know.
Yeah. How is it transitioning? I always wonder, how is the transition from moving to the north, to Windhoek, to start university here? Because I was born here. I grew up here, literally, back and forth.
Okay,
so I don't know. Was it difficult? Was it relatively okay to
settle in? I don't know if it's still the same concept, or let's say, like, how people look at it. You know, kids from the north are different from kids from Windhoek. You know, here is a different energy, different English.
Oh.
And then back there in the north, we are this... I'm not... Okay,
but they blend. But they blend in so well. With the English now, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they grew up in the north, but they speak so good English with
definitely,
a beautiful accent. So.
Definitely. But I was like, more of like, you know, hostel, would carry our motor, because, you know, we're just determined. We know where we're going there, you know, go to school, pass, out weekend, go back home. So I was never really exposed to the life, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not know. I just homeschool. And then when you came to the city, this is a different life.
A jungle.
Yeah, like when I saw UNA main campus for the first time, I was like, whoa. I was like, people can wear that. I was like, okay, people can, like, you can wear whatever you want. There's no dress code.
There's no auntie here to come and say.
There's no one telling you to study. You had to study by yourself.
Yeah.
You had to still instill that knowledge that, why am I here to pass? So you still had to continue to be your own teacher.
Actually.
That's the transition.
Yeah.
But it was okay because you know your goals from the beginning and you know why you are in Windhoek. So.
Mm-hmm. And especially when you're coming from the north also, you have been... You know, there are certain values and qualities that have been instilled
in you. I remember my aunt and my grandmother sitting me down and then telling me everything.
See?
Yes.
You see?
Yeah, telling me, no, go study, bring us the degree, bring us the paper.
Yeah,
like don't touch people's things.
Mm.
Study hard, continue being the hard worker that you are, because now you are paving the way for your little siblings, your cousins, everyone looks up to you. So now you have all these responsibilities to succeed.
Yeah.
So you show them that it's possible.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Okay, let's get right into now you came to university. What were you studying? And at that point, is it what you wanted to do? And how was it? Let's get into that.
Ever since... I was born in 1999.
Yeah.
So my uncle, the firstborn, was a doctor. He studied in Cuba. But then when he came back to Namibia, he, in his first year of working, he got killed in Rundu. He got shot.
Oh.
So, that was the year I was born as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I always used to tell my grandmother and my mom, just to comfort them, that if a doctor died, a doctor was born. So at the back of my mind, I knew that I had to be this. For them, and also for my father who passed on later, that I at least put value in what he has instilled in me.
Yeah.
And then, so people in high school were going on back and forth. Even I was going back and forth, whether to study pharmacy, because all I knew was that I wanted to study, to go into a course where I can impact somebody's life, where it's an interpersonal skill to make somebody happy.
Yeah.
So it could either be medicine, it could be pharmacy, it could be anything. But so I grew more into the medicine world, because then everyone was also just saying medicine.
Mm.
So then I applied for medicine in August of the previous year with my grade 12 results.
Okay.
And then I saw my first rejection later.
And how were your results? Let's start from there. How were your results?
The August results were not that good. So I was not hurt from the rejection letter. I was like, no, I'm gonna redeem myself.
Yeah, that is August. So.
December results. Yeah. I know I'm gonna redeem myself.
Yeah.
So with December results, I passed well. I got grade ones, grade twos. I got 47 points, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I got 47 points at the time. That was a lot. Hey, that was a lot.
Of course.
Yes, because at the time we had another system, not AS, that now the younger people have.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got 47. So I was like, I'm ready. I can go for medicine.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, no, the following year, 2017, I'll go appeal at School of Med, UNAM. So when I went to go appeal, and then, yo, but School of Med, when I catch you. they showed me flames.
Yo.
Yeah, no. I did not get through the appeal.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I was also very, very quiet. I was a quiet child. So if I got rejected, I was like, it's fine. Rejection is okay.
Yeah.
Then they told us, no, go study microbiology at UNAM. Then after the following year, you can come back so long as you get above 60%.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, no, it's fine. I can go to do microbiology.
I love how flexible you are.
Yeah, I'm very understanding. Uh-huh. I'm a very understanding person. So I was like, no, it's fine. Let me go to microbiology. I did microbiology. I went there with a mission. I was like, I was passing. I made sure to pass because now I have to go to medicine the following year. I did my calculus, everything. Okay. Then I applied.
You passed your calculus?
I passed all my modules. There was a module called biochemistry.
Okay.
Ah, yo,
people will be complaining about calculus.
We had a group with Victoria, them. Biochemistry showed me flames, but I made sure to pass.
Okay,
yes,
wonderful.
I passed. Uh-huh. And then I applied. And yet again, another rejection. Yeah, I know. We went with my mom, great support system.
Yeah.
We went to School of Med again, mm-hmm. and we asked, like, now, why am I rejected again? I have the points.
Yeah.
I have the good points from UNAM.
Yeah.
Now, why the rejection? They're like, no. Yeah, a lot of things. I don't know. I don't understand. I can't even remember. Yeah. I think I've blocked it out. Yeah. So it's fine. Then again, I didn't fight. I was just like, no, it's okay. Maybe this is not meant for me here.
Okay.
Let me apply somewhere else. There was a group of Cavendish representatives at the time. They used to come in our country a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cavendish is a university in Zambia.
Okay.
Yes. So I applied there. I got in my first acceptance letter.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yes. MBCHB still.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's still medicine.
Exactly.
Yeah. I went there. It's like in Zambia, it's mm-hmm. different from this side. Here, it's 6 years. That side is like 7 years.
Ooh, okay.
There's a first year called foundation class. It's like pre-med. So they exempted me because of my UNAM mm-hmm. Microbiology results.
Mm-hmm.
So then they exempted me. Then I was first year MBCHB. I was cruising. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
However, I did not like the country.
I can imagine.
Home is home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I made the most out of it. And I made sure that I enjoyed my first semester there.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming towards the second semester, we are hearing that, no, this university has complications with its health cancer. We are being told by our NASFAF that, no, everyone come back. Yeah, we are not going to pay for this school. Yes. And coming from my background, we are not really that financially able to pay those tuition fees.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, no, it's fine. Just come back. I packed my bags. But before I came, when I was on the bus, like, we used to take these big buses overseas,
mm-hmm.
all the way from Zambia. It's like a 2-day trip back to Namibia. I was sitting next to this pastor lady, ne?
Yeah.
And then she just saw like this sadness in me. And then mm-hmm. she was like, no, you know what? You will have peace that surpasses all understanding.
Wonderful.
And you will have like whatever you want. I was just like, okay, does this lady know what I'm going through?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
You had not told anything?
No, I was just quiet. She could just tell us, not myself. Aww. You know, I think I even cut my hair because I had to go back again to get my bags because like now NASFAF has really declared they are not going to pay. So I had to come back. I took my bags, but later on they went to go pay and people went back. But by that time I had already come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fine. But coming back home, I was really, really depressed. Like people around me, my family, they really tried to cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why family support is very, very important.
Very important.
Even if you are going through depression, like you will even think about suicide, you think about the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But family, God,
yeah.
Yeah, I used to even play a song by Travis Green.
Yeah.
Waited.
Oh.
You waited on me.
Oh, uh-huh.
That song, it really kept me because it was a difficult time because then your peers are moving forward.
Yeah.
People are finishing and mm-hmm. you are still stuck.
And imagine you left microbiology.
Mm.
did well in your first year. You could have, by this time, you'd probably be second year, third year?
Yes, I would be third year.
Third year, and now those you started with microbiology, they're in third year, 1 year left to finish, and you are like, no way. So, like, it's understandable.
Yeah, I was really, really sad. I came home, but my mom is a very powerful lady.
Yeah.
Like, I would see her go out of the house. Like, I was like, where is she going? Like, I'm trying to apply now to Ukraine, Russia, and I'm getting scammed, hey? Because now you are desperate. You're like, now, where to next? Because, you know, you studied so hard, and you know the type of person that you are, and you are aiming so high.
Yeah.
I believe I'm not basic like that. So.
Yeah. And the fact that you knew that about yourself is good.
So I knew that I had to do something impactful, something that I would really, really see myself 10 years down in the line.
Something that you could look back and see, I made the right decision.
Yes, exactly. After that, so my mom would now go to NSFAF, you know, she would now like scold all of them. Like, now where is my child going to study?
Yeah.
And I think somebody advised her that, no, go with your child. Talk to people and find out, like, what other courses can she do? Like, don't just give up when somebody says rejection, you know, fight. As parents also, support your kids. Mm. Even as a child, don't. Even if somebody says no, fight back and say, why not?
Yeah.
Why not me?
Yes.
If I have everything.
Or knock on another door.
Yes, knock on another door if that door is closed, you know. And rejection is not always denial.
Mm-mm.
It's just maybe a redirection to something better.
Yeah.
That's why I always say my dentistry is not just a career to me. It chose me. It felt, I applied and somebody was like, no, try dentistry. There's a new course at UNAM. Instead of like forcing things with medicine, why don't you try this new course? Yeah. At that time, I didn't know anything about dentistry. I was like, yeah, okay, let me just apply and then see.
Yeah.
And then I got in and I was like, what? I never saw an acceptance like this. I am going in. Full force.
Yeah, we are here to do the do.
Yes. Aww. And so coming back from Zambia, I love the Zambian spirit. Those people can hustle.
Mm.
They can do the most. So it changed my mentality. That's why traveling is very important, and I would like to do more of that. So you just see, so you leave this little bubble that we have here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is this bigger out there. You can do anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
And not only that, traveling also makes you realize that, you know, home is home. You appreciate home the more.
Awesome.
Like, you're also missing home. My goodness. I'm telling you, I don't know, but it's as if this is modern Namibia.
Yes.
I was looking at our roads the other day, and I just stood and, no, it was literally somewhere here close to work, and I just stood and stared how the buildings are, how everything is well put together. It's beautiful, well calculated. Other places, it's chaos. At least for the most part, for some countries, it's very few countries that you could say modern. Even Joburg itself, there are some tall buildings that are abandoned that people just go now and stay there. We don't have that in Namibia. All the tallest buildings are occupied, and I think it's because there are not much tall buildings. What do you call it? Not skyscrapers. We don't have any of those, but yeah. But the tall buildings, there were not really many of them built that time. Some of them are just recently and not too long ago. But I think with South Africa, they started long ago, so some of them are depleted, and you know, people in the streets now occupy and stuff like that. So it creates chaos and a mess, you know. So really, until you really see how other people are surviving, you'll be wondering, what? How
do you live like this? Be grateful, because like being a foreigner in another country, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, you had to even learn these small words like kwacha, you know, their currencies, even just like how to greet and just how to survive with a bus conductor. They can be like, these foreigners or whatever. But overall, Zambia, they are good people. They've never really treated us anyhow.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, home is home, and Namibia is so
home.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Trust
yeah.
me, and the food really. And the meat. Yeah, no, home is home.
Home is home. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And you tend to think, like, I don't know, you tend to see, I know we also have, no, poverty is also on the side, but it feels like poverty there is really deep. I don't know, like,
it feels like that.
There are certain things that here we don't do. Like, for instance, our roads are not filled with keke cars or motorbikes, unlike other places where it's filled with motorbikes. So it's something to really appreciate. Yeah. Something certainly to appreciate. But yeah, overall now, having come back home and having to start to start all over. How was that?
Okay, so now coming home after the whole depression, I got into the course, and then I was like, no, you know, education is not enough. You have to think of multiple ways to make money. Mm-hmm. And I love being independent. You know, you can see your mom is already paying for maybe five other people.
Yeah.
Might as well relieve her of that burden. So I was like, no, let me start. I can start with Avon. Mm-hmm. I joined Avon 2019. And then it pushed me. That 1,000 that you're making every month really changed.
Yeah. Yeah, at that time, 1,000 is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So Avon. And then after Avon, I then went into perfumes. We were one of the first people that started selling Arabic perfumes. So, okay. Yes, I would sell that. And then I would buy my car in third year. Yes, I bought my first car then. And then I would still sell, like, fish. I would get suppliers from Swakop, and I would come sell here and resell at home.
A whole business lady.
Yes, and then I would, I did a lot. Real estate as well.
Imagine.
Yes, I sold a few houses there and there. And then I would also do, what else did I do? Real estate, and then I also did my cash loan, and now my new baby, Smile Haven Dental Practice, because that's the goal.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. A whole business lady. I think you had business in your mind.
All like the time. Every year, if I don't, and I learned how to actually prioritize school and business, and it's very important, especially young people, we need priority, because sometimes you can go so deep into business that now you neglect
your studies.
So I always had a balance in between,
which is very necessary,
which is very important. Yes,
but you know what, let's pause here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly, make room for a scheduled commercial break, and we'll get into this interesting story yet again. Stay with us right here on Life Lessons.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers, and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences, or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind. Future. Eagle FM.
We're gonna do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Oh. Called out my name.
If you left me there, where would I be? Lift it up now. If you left me,
we are back. This is Life Lessons. If you're tuning in only now, well, welcome. It's just getting interesting. You haven't missed so much, but we'll fill you in. Yeah, do tell a friend to tell a friend to join in on Life Lessons as we're talking about Dr. Lusa Nusiku Eliakim, before I eat up one name. Eat up, but in a shambo. Yeah, so yeah. Doc, now finally, back doing something else. That, how did you find it? You know, you didn't get into specifically exactly that which you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You got into dentistry, and yeah, how did you then find it? And of course, as you're doing business, how did you just find your feet now? Did you like it from the get-go, or did you eventually fall in love with it? Just how was it?
Okay, so with dentistry, our first year, mm-hmm. we were together as a group with medicine, okay. MBCHB, pharmacy, yeah. physio, occupational. So we were all taught in one lecture hall.
Oh.
So then we used to do different, but I got exempted in most of the modules because of now my microbiology that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of time on my hands, hence why I could still go to town, run an errand. I was an errand girl.
Yeah.
Run my errands, do my other business. And also it's like, I'm older than these kids, you know, I've been through university.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, first year was a cruise. Easy.
Fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Second year was COVID year. COVID hit us. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But
did it make work, did it make school easier, COVID? Because I feel like for us at university, it did make school easier.
I loved it for COVID. Because I was going through so much. Because,
yeah.
you know, it's a transition from now what you were doing to now dentistry.
Mm.
And it's the beginning of dentistry. So you don't really know much. You don't touch patients. You don't know anything about patients. You are being taught the basic about dentistry.
Mm.
So I was like, yo, this thing is very hard. I can't. Like, so I was like, when I had COVID online school, I was like, wow, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And so with my classmates, we used to. And it created a bond with my classmates, hey, mm-hmm. because now we would meet and then we would do all our online quizzes, our online course.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And then it also helped me. I got my license that year.
Mm-hmm.
I focused on some things.
Yeah.
I got my license that year.
Yeah.
And then I also started now my perfume business that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me rest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I never got that rest in a... in a calm space. So I could actually think properly and
Okay. That's interesting. That's quite interesting. Now, of course, as you're doing business and of course doing school, yeah. And, how many years? Six, right?
That year or dentistry?
Dentistry.
So, no, dentistry is 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, 5 years and 1 year internship. So altogether is sort of like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's quite interesting. Okay. But then, having to walk along your, mates, cause I take it medicine is also, having to walk with your colleagues because then they keep you in on the loop
mm-hmm.
on what to do, on what is trending, on what is, you know, or on the courses itself, even helping you. So, you know, maybe you could understand the theoretical part and the next person understands the practical part. How did you blend in with your colleagues?
Okay, so after COVID, when I went into third year.
Yeah.
So third year in dentistry is the year of transitioning
mm-hmm.
from now the books to now patient-oriented.
Yeah.
So now here you are now seeing the patient for the first time.
Yeah.
But our lecturers, I'm so thankful, they guided us through the whole process on like how to treat patients, how to communicate with patients.
Mm-hmm.
And classmates, oh, wow, dentistry is a small course.
Yeah.
Like it's like a small, not a small course,
yeah.
but like we are few. We are not really a class of 100.
Yeah.
We are a class of 17.
Okay.
So it was like friends. So we could work together. And I like to ask. And one thing I always say is like, you don't know everything.
True.
Someone else knows more than you. So always ask.
Yeah.
Always be a learner in life, you know.
Mm.
So I'd always ask, like, we have a smart girl, Dr. Harlendo. Like, I used to love asking her so many questions.
Mm.
And she's so helpful. And so many other colleagues, Dr. Shueva, they would really, really help.
Mm.
And Dr. Veronica. Like, these are my friends and they're smart girls.
Yeah.
And I love learning. So it was like a community and it was beautiful.
Nice.
I enjoyed my classmates working with them and learning from them.
That's nice.
Yes.
Now, is it still like that? They take relatively very few people?
They still do.
Okay.
They
okay.
still do.
I think sometimes it's because they want to give this particular student the attention that they need, right?
Yes. Also, dentistry is quite expensive course. So even a chair costs a lot of thousands.
Yeah.
So it's also the market. We are quite a lot of dentists now and job markets are not as good as back then.
Yeah.
So you don't want to produce a lot and not feed these people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is the use of producing so many people, yet you are not giving them jobs?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that are trained from other countries, Cuba. So Namibia itself already, so far we are the third, there are like maybe four groups now,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken.
From UNAM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they've produced quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Interesting. Before I get to my next question, which will be so relevant to, you know, especially to the learners, or should I say the ones that are going to be students now,
mm-hmm.
and they've just left school,
and they are now going to go to university. Yeah. But how did you then take this course in particular? You know, I think there was a time also you were telling me that, you know, how we look at when we hear dentist, first thing you think about is teeth. And then you realize that it's more than that, you know,
yes.
It's literally more than that. You also now having to have gotten into the course and now realizing mm-hmm. that it's really, it's something that's lovable. It's something that you love. Get into that.
Okay. So, with dentistry, it's just not teeth. Like, that's what I thought at first as well. Cause yeah. when you do a module called dental morphology, now that one you just see teeth or like the shape of the tooth. Mm-hmm. Then later on it gets to maxillofacial.
Yeah.
Which is like head and neck. Now you are learning about if somebody breaks their jaw, they can actually get fixed with a plate. Yeah. Like it diversifies mm-hmm. orthodontics, the braces that we see people mm-hmm. getting, prostodontics. The dentures, the missing teeth, like it's greater than that.
Yeah.
And even a dentist can be your first point that will tell you that, no, something is going on. Maybe there's a sort of lesion in your mouth
mm.
that can be a pathognomic factor of something else, something greater happening in your body.
Yeah.
So that's why regular dental checkups are very important, because this is the first person that can tell you what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can refer you to the right people.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not just teeth. There's yeah, so yeah. much.
There's so much.
We are also your psychologist. We are yeah, also your friends. So
it's a lot. It's a whole package.
It's a whole package.
Yeah. Now, yes. I would want you to talk to that learner who's soon going to be a student, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might have gotten, you know, sometimes, like you said, you did really well. You got good points, but you didn't get into the right course. I mean, to the course that you wanted specifically. You know, so I think sometimes for, let's say if there's 100 students who both want to do medicine and School of Medicine is only going to take 50, then obviously there's going to be a lot of hearts that are going to be broken. So I think I would want you to talk to that person who, let's prepare for eventuality. We're not necessarily being negative, but then let's prepare for eventuality in the case that they don't get into their desired course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would your message be to them, having navigated this scenario yourself?
What I wish someone would have told me
yeah.
was, do your research. You know, don't always follow what people around you are saying. You know, parents sometimes have this notion that, you're my child, I should have a doctor in this house,
mm.
or I should have a lawyer in this house. Yeah. But genuinely, you don't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even enjoy it.
True.
So find what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow different people.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow a dentist so you know that you actually like dentistry. You come to see, you don't even like talking to people. You don't even enjoy
yeah.
this. Maybe you enjoy accounting, but now you are forced to do medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, shadow. Do your research,
mm-hmm.
and then if you find that this is what you want,
mm-hmm.
I would even say take a gap year. Honestly.
Thank you. You're the first person I'm hearing this year talk about take the gap year. And I was talking about it with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake that a lot of people don't make. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a gap year. Find yourself. Find what you like. Because personally, I love dentistry,
mm-hmm.
but if I had not done dentistry, I would probably have pursued the business world. Because
mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I enjoy
yeah.
registering my business.
Mm.
It's so effortless,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Something that you do effortlessly, that is your purpose.
Yeah.
Like, you love it so much, it does not yeah. take a, it mm-mm. doesn't feel like it's effort, mm-mm. you get it?
But you don't strain yourself.
You don't strain yourself. Also, that's how I love dentistry. I diversify.
Yeah.
I do everything that I like. I enjoy it. So yeah. it doesn't feel like I'm going to work. I'm doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would advise. But also, if it's medicine you want and then you get rejected,
yeah.
Rejection is not denial.
Thank you.
And also sometimes rejection is a redirection mm-hmm. to what is greater out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that rejection letter doesn't mean that, no, this is the end of your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better out there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there is. And also God is molding you, because if God did not break me and mold me into mm-hmm. who I am today,
mm-hmm.
I could not contain all that I have
yeah.
in this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't also know how to hold it, you know. Maybe your cup will overflow and you will faint, you know, because it's just so heavy. Yeah, but I hear you. Sincerely, going back to the gap year, I want us to emphasize on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually say I wished I had taken a gap year. Why? I finished university, had mm-hmm. wonderful points in high school. I had 35 in 5, and that's I didn't know what to study. I literally didn't know what to study. I didn't want to do nursing. No, I didn't know what to study. But because my mom and because my uncle, they feel like, okay, the next thing now is university. So then I had to go to university. And at that point, I went to study microbiology. And I remember...
Ah, you did microbiology as well.
I didn't finish it.
Same.
I regretted it so badly.
Nothing against microbiology, but...
No. I think we need to speak about it. Yeah, you need to see micro... There's a lot of people who... Some of them went on to study medicine. Mm-hmm. They started off with microbiology or and left it all together. Or biochemistry. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people, too, that are currently don't have employment with that course.
I heard something about. But yeah, they can maybe work on the accreditation of that because we used to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at NAST, I think it's good.
Yeah. Few people that I know who did bachelors of science. I don't know if there's microbiology at NAST. I don't know.
There's biomed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, in a few science. People that I know that have graduated from science have gone on to get employment.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe statistics have changed now, but I personally did not enjoy dissecting rats. I didn't.
I don't think I got
I didn't
to
even I didn't do research whatsoever. Mm. I just went to register that day and that was the mistake I made and one of the lecturers said, you could do this course. She literally persuaded me to take that course. And my eyes were fixed on something that I was reading. Development. And I loved development studies. Mm. It was something in that line that I could see a poster there. I wanted to go, but because this person pulled me, you know? So I think at this point, we need to educate people on career guidance.
Yes.
Do you think we are doing enough in that aspect?
To be honest, back then, it wasn't really done.
Yeah.
Is how I would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But like now, I think people now know more of career guidance. And also people that are in those careers are now exposing what is it they do.
Yeah.
Because then now I will tell you what a dentist does. Then you know from yourself that actually I would like to do that. Or no, I don't think that is for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also I wanted to say that not everyone can afford a gap year. So what I would say is while you're in grade 12, now do your research. And also don't always be in the race of comparison. Like my peers, I'm a year behind. Trust me, you will still be in the same as the others. Like even people 5 years older than you.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing about I'm too old, I'm too young. You'll still be 30 in 5 years. Might as well do it.
Yeah.
Than not do it at all.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's so true. Comparison. I love how you break it down. You know, you will still be in the class probably with even people who are 5 years older than you.
Definitely.
You're never late, you're never early. And the other thing is also that circumstances differ, you know. Give credit to yourself. Perhaps the reason why you are starting, even for you, for instance, the reason why you are starting dentistry after perhaps...
Yes.
You know, after years of finishing university was because you're trying to pursue something and then you went this way, you went that way.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, you learned some lessons, which I believe you can attribute to some of the work that you're doing now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think that thing of comparison is a thief of joy, really.
Yes, like I'm so grateful. Like I could remember, fourth year. That's the year now you start really dealing with patients.
Yeah.
Now you see that... You're now very, very conflicted. You don't know. You are now second guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the course for me?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what I'm meant to do?
Yeah.
And that time you are 4 years into the course. Now you are not sure.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for the placements that our school had for us. Because then I traveled to Katima, where now I'm so indebted to Dr. Mbwana.
Mm-hmm.
He really molded me into the person that I am today because he saw something that I couldn't see in myself.
Mm.
Like he was like, you just have to work on your confidence. You're so good and you're a fast learner.
Mm.
So I worked on that. I became, because I'm fast. I can grasp information very fast. So like I worked on my confidence. I worked on my clinical skills, my competence. By the end of my placement, I was good to go. I loved it.
Wonderful. Let's talk about that also.
Yeah.
Another important aspect is learning these extra skills. Yeah. As much as you have the degree, I love that you already had your driver's license by that time. So as much as you have the degree, you add on other skills as well. Why? It helps you and it puts you in a better position. Should there be any interview whatsoever, it kind of puts you in a better position to actually grab that opportunity, to be the one to be the successful candidate. Now, one thing I've realized to people who finish university, have a degree, they think that's it. I'm ready for the outside world. But all in all, sometimes you find that they are not even confident. They can't speak before the interviewer, you know. Yeah. Some look down, as much as you did really well on paper. So, but then, how did you then learn all the skills?
Okay, some things are natural.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah, so yeah. I'm still yet to pursue as well as the courses of, what is this? Yeah, speaking, public speaking. I actually want to
But you're
enroll.
Doing well already, public speaking.
Thank
but
you. You can, I would love to enroll actually in okay. those courses. But what I always say is, especially with doctors,
yeah,
you can be really good with the books, but yeah. now how do you communicate to your patient? Mm. How do you let your patient express how they feel?
Mm.
And also listening to them, guiding them in the treatment plan that you're deciding.
Mm.
So these are interpersonal skills that you yourself have to work on personally.
Mm.
That's why I'm thankful for what is called internship, because internship for me really helped me with it. Because I thought I was like, what is the use of internship? Just finish school and then, you know. But then internship really grounded me that you will meet different people.
Yeah.
Different people with different tempers. Mm. Different people with treatment plans in their head. Like they already decided what you're
yeah.
gonna do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you will meet all kinds of people, nice people, people that will understand and let you be the doctor.
Mm.
You know? So it has really added that interpersonal, how to treat patients.
Yeah.
How to also like say, no, I can't do this. Let me refer you to someone better, or my colleague can take over.
Mm.
Because then you and that patient maybe just don't, you don't always mesh with the person.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's true.
So you will only learn this when you keep on practicing.
That's true.
And when you allow yourself to be a learner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did you perform when you're doing your practicals? Were you that student who stood by and looked at the doctors doing their thing?
Yeah.
Or were you that student who was really proactive and asked the doctor to say, can I be the one to maybe extract the tooth? Can I be the one to do that? How did you do with your practicals?
So after my fourth year, like as I said,
yeah.
That whole amazing experience that I had,
mm-hmm.
I became confident, you know.
Yeah,
so if
nice.
Someone says, would you like to try? I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person to shy away and say no. Because
yeah.
you only learn. And also when you're a student and when you're an intern, you are under someone to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only time that you get to learn. You might have the title,
mm-hmm.
but you are still protected. Someone can still teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love learning. So if I have a complication, I'll still ask, okay, how did you do that? How did you... And I'm still like that. How
yeah.
did you remove that tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Can you teach me? Can you do it first? Then I will do the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm always that like learn. Maybe some people won't like me because
yeah.
I also like to be a bit like, let me do
forward.
Everything. So I know when I
yeah.
meet this case, I have done it.
Which is nice.
And then you also find what exactly do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy like in university, I enjoy doing my root canals. And I'm so thankful to my doctor, Dr. Nguripo, who really gave me the space to see as many patients as I wanted.
Nice.
I would push for them. And I would be that person like, let me push to do my requirements, do as many clinics as I can. It's like I knew that this is the path that I would want to go.
Mm.
So I did as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. So you're better prepared.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Which yeah. everyone should do. Like, don't always shy away.
Mm-hmm.
Make mistakes while you can, while
exactly.
you are young. So later on, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was doing my hours, I was also very forthcoming. I want to be the one to put up the LMA. And I also observed some colleagues. They would rather be in the corner. They would be waiting for, let me just fill in the book. As long as I'm going to write that I observed, I did this and that kind of stuff, then you don't learn. And then when I think when you now get into, you know, perhaps the first few months of you really being at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
you will struggle. And I think that's why you get some doctors struggling also even to put up an IV, because they didn't really allow themselves to make the mistakes while they were under that protection of somebody, as you say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a nurse who's guiding you when you can really go all out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. But I always say be friends with everyone. Trust me, anyone
yeah.
that you meet will help you. They play a role in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make friends with, I'm friends with nurses, I'm friends with doctors, I'm friends with everyone, because I
yeah,
will struggle
yeah.
with an IV on call
yeah.
and I'll be like, my nurse friend, please come help me.
Yeah.
Like, and they will teach me.
You know?
So yeah, so.
And it's supposed to be like that.
Mm.
We learn from one another.
Humble yourself and then everyone, like we are all the same. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I think with that, let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace. I'll bring you a music
we'll go for a music interlude, and then we'll be back to continue. Stay tuned right here on Life Lessons.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Until your heart stops kick drum beating. When it's hard times, when it's long days, and the enemy is right up in your face. When your back's against the ropes and you're feeling all alone, keep fighting the good fight. Spots. When you're feeling you're giving all that you got, I'm with you in the next step, giving you the next breath. I'll be the voice saying you're gonna make it. When you're out there on your own, you are never alone. Keep fighting the good. You only need
And of course, we are back. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Elia Kim. She's giving us her journey of how she had to navigate from wanting to do medicine to becoming a dentist. But she's still a doctor, so all in one, win-win. Yeah. Yes. Doc, how was your, what perhaps your most challenging situation, or what challenges did you face in university?
The challenges that I faced in university, firstly, were most self-doubt.
Oh.
Yes. Always feeling like, am I really in the right place? Because now you are replaying those moments of the rejection, and you are like, maybe this one is not for me. But just self-doubt, comparison to your peers, you know, someone else is getting much and you are getting this, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Another challenge was also just... What can I say? Mostly those two.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I overcame them. You know, there's always power in prayer. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll tell you. There's no way you'll survive university without having some higher power that you believe in. You can believe in anything, a goat, something. I don't know, but believe in something. Because university, I don't show you flames.
Yeah.
It showed us all flames, but I remember telling my best friend that, you know what, we are going to go into this and we are going to pass and we are going to push. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with writing sub, nothing wrong with writing summer school, but so long as you are passing, you're good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everyone can have their own goals, but you know, self-doubt, I always used to pray about it and I'll always write my yearly goals. I always sing this song to everyone that I meet, that always write your affirmations and speak it like you are living in it. Because if I can testify this, that everything that I've wrote down, I have seen it manifest in my life. Because I'm a firm believer in whatever you say, whatever you do, you will align to that version that you want to be.
Yeah.
So I always told myself, even if you're having that sound like self-doubt, you're like, no, I serve a higher God, so this is not for me.
Yeah.
Yes, so self-doubt, comparison. And comparison is a thief of all joy, so I try by all means. No, I have let that. I compare myself now to my old version. Like, what can I do last year that I did so bad? What can I improve on this year? Yeah. Better compare yourself to yourself than to another person, because you don't even know how that person got to that level.
Exactly.
Then you're comparing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know?
I think I've read somewhere something about, you know, if we how we look at people and see the crown, you know, the beautiful crown. And behind that crown, there's also, you know, the cross that they had to carry. And perhaps you might want the crown, but you might not be able to endure the cross that they had to carry.
True.
Yeah. But then you went on to open your practice. Yeah. How was that? Like, how, at what point did you decide, you know what, I'm going to open my own practice? And how was the journey of opening your own practice?
That's a very funny story, hey? Okay. Because I just finished internship last year. So after internship, as I said, I do multiple things, hey?
Yeah.
So I've always been my own person. Like, I've always been my own, I do my own businesses. But also, I have been building a brand on my Instagram, like, or it's just basically like you show the journey. So I have been always giving oral hygiene instructions, you know, teaching, educating oral health on my social medias. So then I was like, no, it's fine. After internship, you don't necessarily get a job now. You have to locum and all of that. So I was gonna work for different people, I guess. I thought I was gonna work for a certain individual, but that didn't work out. But you know what? This I'm saying always, like, rejection, you know? It's not denial. It's just redirection. Because God knows He equipped you for the time as such. So I will say that after getting that rejection, I got another offer, but it's too far for me at the moment. I won't be able to manage as I live far. So I was like, no, it's fine. Something in me was just like, register your own business. You don't know. Just register. That was the first step that I had, like, just register. And then I was like, okay, let me register. I went to BIPA, I did my registration, and I was like, okay, so what's the next thing? And then while I'm busy, I was like, I cried out to some few people. You text, you know, your seniors, anybody. Yeah. And be like, if you know a dentist or whatever, whatever, please. And also when I was doing internship, I always used to save. I was like, no, maybe I'm saving for a trip with my best friend or something. I'm just saving.
Yeah.
So I always save. So it's very, very important to save, because you don't even know what you're saving for. Yes. So I just saved, I saved. I was like, okay, fine, it's fine.
Saved up some money.
Yeah. And then I then got approached, and then I approached some few places, and then I got into a safe lending type of place where now I could actually start my practice there and grow as an individual, as a business owner. So that's where now we are we are based, and then I did everything. And you know, when something is really God ordained, it's so smooth. Like the registration process, I thought it was something else, but it was okay. And yeah, it was, it's quite expensive to start, but God provides, like, I won't even know, but like he, I had everything placed in order. So all I say is that, yeah, that's how I started. And then everything is now set.
Interesting. Now, what message do you have to, a doctor out there, whether they're into dentistry or whatever line, or perhaps any other, you know what, let's just say any other person that wants to start a business, they have a really good idea in their mind and they want to start, but then they have they haven't even registered, they're lagging behind, you know, they hear people, it's a lot of work and stuff like that. What message do you have for them?
I always say it's better to build your own dream, like build your legacy. Why build somebody else's when you can build your own? But it's also okay to build someone else while you come and then build your own. But I'm a firm believer. You know, business minded, you know?
Yeah,
I always want someone to, I always, like, I remember one girl was always like, ah, every time you come in our house, you're always finding ideas. I'll be like, bruh, I would sell this thing or I would start this thing. Who's looking for things? Or to like give someone an idea, then you realize not everyone is always business oriented. Some are academic, some are both, you know. So I always tell a person, start. It's better to start and fail than not start at all. So start. Like, you have nothing to lose. We are all living this life for the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
Better do it. If you fail, you fail. Then you continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Start something else.
It's okay. Like, life goes on. Like, it's better you started, you know.
Exactly.
No one will hold a gun to your head and say, yeah, because you didn't start. It's fine. So all I say is, like, you can start and don't always worry about, like, okay, yeah, there's such thing as funds and all that, but trust me, you can save. If you have a good job, you can save and then start your own thing. Just be financially disciplined. It's very, very important to be financially disciplined and to register. Like, some of these things don't even cost a lot. Trust me, to register a business, you probably pay 150 at BIPA. And then to secure maybe like less than 500 to register a business. So might as well start. And there are a lot of, what are these, like DBN sponsors. There are, you can apply all these. There are a lot of grants you can get.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing I've come to realize, I think, is that once you have all, everything in on paper, with finances you might be struggling, but somehow you'll see a notice in the newspaper that says DBN is offering grants or whatever it's offering, and then now it's better you have the registered business already than not have it and now you can't even apply because your name is, you know.
And I always say, like, just like what you're saying now. Also, like, let's say you are planning a trip. You will never, that trip will never leave the WhatsApp because you did not book. Just buy that ticket.
Yeah.
You will find a way to go to that place.
Exactly.
You will buy, so just.
Because there's no way you want your money to be wasted.
There's no way. Like, I'm far too deep. Like, I'm far too in now. Like, I can't. It
I've
better
come too
work.
Far already.
Please, guys, support my business. So I have bread tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm going somewhere. So please do the needful.
Yes, please.
Interesting. You know, Doc, I wouldn't want to let you go without talking to us about oral dental hygiene care. I don't even know whether that's putting it the right way. But yeah, give us the basics of what we're doing wrong and what we're not doing right. Talk to us about our toothbrushes that maybe shouldn't be. How long?
Okay. All right, so we're going to have a dental session.
Yes, please.
Okay. I like to advise people, always visit your dentist. You might feel like you don't have a toothache, but there is something going on in the mouth, you know. Like, you could have cavities that need to be filled. And also your regular cleanings, very, very important.
Okay.
Because only then the dentist can do proper x-rays for you. We can do a proper consultation for you. We are able to pinpoint and see those active caries that are already, you know, like bacteria that is already eating up on your teeth.
Yeah.
Most people just come when, like, there's a toothache and it's like the last stage. Now we either have to do a root canal or extract the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather go on your checkups, hey? There's nothing you're losing. If you have medical aid, use it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to lapse, hey?
Yeah.
So that is what I tell them. Go for your consult and whatever. Now let's go to the toothbrushes. please replace those toothbrushes, ne? If you have had them for more than 3 months, please replace it.
Okay, I recently came from a trip, so my toothbrush is new relatively. But otherwise, I don't want to expose myself. But say, go on.
Okay. Replace them after every 3 months, and also get yourself a soft one. You know that those ones written hard, those ones are for the edges and the baby hairs, but the ones that are soft, that one is for your teeth, because now you don't want to wear out the enamel, you know, the white part that you see on your teeth, that's the enamel. You don't want to weigh down with those hard toothbrushes. So get the one written soft. I always tell my people, you can get it in Dis-Chem, Clicks, wherever, Checkers. I'm not sponsoring anything, but like, go there. They can sponsor me.
Yeah.
But like, you can go there and get these toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
And also now we can go to the, and also the little ones. Don't neglect the little ones.
Mm.
When you are brushing, have your little baby or your child or your toddlers around. Teach them how to brush. Please visit us so I teach you the correct way or see on my Instagram. I always teach like do circular motions instead of back and forward, because now you don't want to be create. You want to stimulate the gum. You want to go in between at that angle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you brush in circular motion and then now you sweep away all those meat, the bread, you know, in between the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I also like to advise my patients and people that toothpaste, so long as it has fluoride, the texture, how it tastes, that all depends on you. If you like charcoal, if you like mint, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it must just have fluoride.
Okay.
Then like that, I know that you're going to have strong teeth, you're going to have healthy teeth, and you're following all my instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And flossing, very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, most people are using our toothpicks. Toothpicks are more of like, I don't like toothpicks. They are
I don't like them either.
Yeah, like you use a toothpick, you see blood.
Yeah.
I like floss. I love to floss.
Mm-hmm.
So floss regularly.
You know what? If you don't have floss, please use the thread. You know, the one for knitting? Like
even better than the toothpick, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what my aunt taught us. You know, when I was in the north, we would use, what do you call it now? Hi. Even the
needle or what?
No, not the needle. Okahoni.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, the small, really thin teeth.
I see what you're talking about.
I want to get it right for the listeners, but it's fine. Okay, so then it was available. It's like toothpick is readily available, you know, the thatch roof type of thing.
Yes,
yeah, so.
yes.
So use that all the time. And I came to realize, I think that is the reason why a lot of people from the northern part of Namibia constantly have tooth problems. Because toothpick for them, it's even as a child, it's something that you grew up doing. So then it's opening cavities. Oh, is it?
It's actually like
creating gaps.
It's actually, yes, gaps. And also, it's pushing. You see the pink part? I like to, because not everyone knows these dental terms.
Okay.
We call it the gum, the pink part. Mm-hmm. The more you are putting, let's say your toothpick, it's like wood, you are now pointing it downwards.
Aww.
You now realize that, no, my tooth is no longer covered by the gum. There's so much sensitivity, so much spacing caused by the toothpick. So I'd rather alternate to flossing. Flossing is easy. You just floss, make a C shape, sweep up towards your tooth, and then the food is out. And then you brush just to finish up all the remaining germs and whatever.
Yeah,
so those are the basic, hey? That is oral health, very, very important. But, and also, there are different stages. You can see, like, for example, you realize that, no, my gums are bleeding a lot.
Mm.
So these are stages, like, let's say you are going through gingivitis to periodontitis. That's why I say, always visit your dentist. They will do the proper examination. Then they will guide you to how to take it. If they need to see you every 2 months or every 3 months or every 6 months, according to how severe the inflammation is. Don't wait until the last stage, when our teeth are falling out, when they are loose, you know.
What about the kids, especially coming into teenagehood now? And I've come to notice that for some kids, you know, they get their tooth get rotten. Is that the right layman terminology? To
I think we should have a session on every dental pathologies that happen. Because now we have the little babies where they get like those rotten. Yeah? We can call them rampant caries.
Okay.
Where it can be also nesting caries. Like they are caused by bottle feeding.
Oh.
You know, our mothers sometimes like, ah, no, it's fine. Like the kapoto can sleep in the mouth, you know.
Yeah.
No, that is not right, because now you are creating a very humid environment for bacteria to infest onto the teeth. And also, like, I just always like to advise, like, rinse this kid. See some water while it's young. I always tell, like, mix. If you know, kids are who you train them to be, right?
Okay.
Give them water and put a little bit of color, like a cool drink, just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's already attracted to something pink. She doesn't care about the sugar in it.
Uh-huh.
That's enough for her. You don't have to give them these juices, these many cool drinks, you know, and also like too much sugar in the mahango, you know.
Yeah.
These are things that later, because we need these kids as young as they are, 6 months to 3 years, we need those teeth there. Then later on, when they are like 5 years, they are going to come out, you know. But rampant caries, they can be treated. We can remove them or do fillings on them. But I'd like to advise. And also just buy these babies and these kids like small toothbrushes, you know, very important to teach them while they are young. Make them go to their dentist as young as they are. Mm-hmm. Because dentists are there to cater to these kids also.
Yeah.
We are not monsters. We are not there to hate you. We are your friends. We are tooth fairies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yes. And the adults, the teenagers, you know, they are going through a stage where now she has a boyfriend or I don't know. You know, there's this stage in teenagers, hey?
Oh, puberty. My goodness.
Now you're telling them go brush. Now they are angry with you.
Yeah, I know, right?
My dear. So you must really enforce oral hygiene in the teenagers.
Yeah.
Really important. Go with your teenager and take them to their dentist. You know, the dentist will reinforce those oral hygiene.
You know,
in the child.
As you speak teenager now, you know what? I think I need to have a guest come and talk to us and educate us on how to handle teenagers.
Yes.
Because my firstborn son is now, by the end of January, officially a teenager. You know, I don't know. Am I equipped? I don't know.
They are grown, you know, their beard is coming, their voice is changing. Then you're like, please go brush your teeth or please use floss. And then you come check, there's a lot of plaque on the teeth. Then you're my brother. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, there's a lot of things that entail into the world of dentistry. So there's a lot of things happening. You can also see, and also sometimes don't be alarmed when your child's teeth are looking a certain way.
Okay.
This is growth. There are different stages of growth.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will be like different teeth are coming in at the same time. First the baby teeth, now the mixture of teeth, and then now the adult teeth. It's called like mixed dentition, then the permanent one. So don't always be alarmed that, like, why is this bigger than this? The dentist must remove or braces so early on.
Yeah.
Like, wait for the child to grow at a certain age.
Yeah.
Then later, then we can intercept and see and plan accordingly. How can we help this child, you know? And removing teeth so early on into the child's life is not so good. We want to maintain them as much as we can so that we don't have teeth not coming in at the right ages. Because now we remove them too early, the bone has stopped, you know. Yeah, now there will be a time where they are all coming in at the same time. Then you find that this child has, yeah, now you're like, why are my child's teeth looking this way? It's because we parents, we are always like, just remove them, dog, just remove them, which is not right.
I think in a nowadays modern world, we want to jump the process, you know. For us, it wasn't like that, but we're jumping the process so much, which shouldn't be the case.
Yes, like you can see, even for me personally,
yeah,
I've only had my teeth removed when it was my wisdom teeth, the last teeth. Like, that was when I was 4th year.
Yeah.
I never got, my teeth were removed, like, by my aunt, like, maybe she'll give me an apple, and it will come out.
Nice.
Or maybe I just have, like, really easy teeth,
No, probably you had really good support system in that angle.
Yes, like, so you don't always have to, kids can visit the dentist, so they are, like, they know the environment, and then we can also just monitor them. But to come in and just say, remove everything.
Yeah, but why?
Like, give them a chance. No one removed yours when you were a baby. Like, why do you want to have a child having all these gaps when we can preserve them? Yeah, so
What do dentists do then in that aspect? Do you try and educate the parent to say, No.
I love teaching. I love educating. Mm. So I will educate.
Yeah.
But sometimes they come at a late stage that you can't even save these teeth.
Okay.
You know, so it's really good when we come back to the community and then explain these things so that we change the cycle that we already found, you know, because no one used to remove our teeth so much when we were young. But now also it has to do with the diet, what we are giving the kids nowadays, you know. Yeah, there's a lot there's to a lot. Go into. Yes, yeah, yes.
I think we should pay a visit to the practice. And yes. Ask the questions.
Yeah. Free consultation.
Yeah, thank you. We will go. Eagle FM is definitely going. Free consultations, we are going there.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Interesting. Yes. So now, the way you speak about, you know, I see the passion in, you know, the way you speak about your work. Yeah. All the journey, all the handles and everything that happened, I think it was necessary, you know.
Yeah.
Bringing you now finally at the point. Let me not say final because the journey is still long, no?
Very long.
Yeah.
Like it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not yet where I am and God is still writing that story. I keep saying that because I'm sure.
Yeah.
As long as he wakes you up in the morning, it's something better to do.
Yeah, exactly. So the studio line is 083-288-401. Please come through, air opinions and contributions, ask questions. Dr. Eliakim is right here in studio with us. I repeat that again, 083-288-401. Okay, I'll see you after the commercial break. And also I'll bring you a song and then we'll be back to continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
My soul's
Welcome back. This is Life Lessons. You're still tuned into Life Lessons. Okay. So our studio line is open, 083-288-401. Should you be interested in calling up our doctor, Dr. Eliakim, in studio with us? I don't know, perhaps you want to ask a question, you know, a dental related question. Use the opportunity while it's here, while the doctor is right in studio with us. Now, of course, Doc, speaking about your journey, it was really a story of resilience. It's really a story of consistency. You know, you didn't give up just because, you know, it didn't work out. You couldn't go into medicine from the first go. And it was not because you failed, but you had the points already and you did. Like I said in the beginning, I like how flexible you were, you know. Mm-hmm. I like how you were easy to bend. You mm-hmm. could really, you're not rigid, you know. You mm-hmm. could adjust yourself, sort of to say. And I think it's that particular flexibility that then got you to this particular point now, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are a lot of people going through a lot of things, not just career. And of course, for career, a lot of people now having had their results. And some of them, they had started a path. Maybe 2-3 years ago, it didn't work out, and now they have to start all over. Mm-hmm. And you had to start over, not once, you know, twice, three times. So, I want you to encourage that person sitting at home who's going through depression, considering that you at one point really depressed, probably thinking, I may never come out of this situation. But you did come out.
You did come out.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you will not always feel like strong. But allow yourself to feel those feelings.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. Allow yourself to feel those feelings. Allow people to support you. In as much as people will come and then you'll feel like it's annoying you or whatever. Mm-hmm. They are adding bits of bits. You will remember those people and you'll be like, yeah, ne? And it's always light. In as much as the people say, oh, light at the end of the tunnel, trust me, there is the light.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
But at that moment, you don't believe it one second. You know, people can really tell you that it's going to be fine, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, wherever you come from, let's say your past, or even when you are in that moment where you are like, oh my goodness, I'm from a very, deprived childhood, or like my past is not as good, or like I've lost 2 years of my life already, that will not define where you are going. You know, your future will be so bright. Like, God will
work it out.
Yes, definitely. And letting these setbacks refine you, you know, just even just failing or even just feeling like you're not good enough, they will refine you because you are a rough diamond, right? Mm. So you are gonna go through all this.
Mm-hmm.
But also just have faith and knowing that, trusting Him, even if the doors are closed, even if people are turning you down, even if people are shouting at you that no, you're not meant for this, you know.
Yeah.
Just trusting Him that, you know what, sometimes maybe that person is just in a bad mood. Rather the next day, I wish I did that.
Yeah.
Rather than just giving up on the first try.
Okay.
So don't give up. Wake up tomorrow, and say, I'm going to fight again.
Mm.
I'm going to apply again.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you even apply, you're going to also declare this upon your life that, no, I'm going to get this job.
Yes.
That maybe the person that is going to touch your paper is so favored that they'll be like, why not her time?
Yeah.
Why is it not her? Like, why not you?
Mm.
You know, we all have purposes in this life. And I'm sure yours is not to stay in bed depressed.
Mm-mm.
My sister, please wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, don't. And I love Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Even like, in as much as I'm only just speaking about God, as I say that, I also made a promise to God one day that if I make it, I will tell them it's all you. Because indeed, nothing, not even my points could get me in university.
Thank you.
Not my smart brain.
Yeah.
Learning fast. Nothing that I could myself got me in university or got me where I am today or even set people that could favor me in my life. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I always say Jeremiah 29 verse 11 upon myself.
Mm-hmm.
So as prosperous as life will be. The lessons that I can obviously also just advise you through myself is that timing matters.
Mm-hmm.
Also create, there's nothing that can, you know, you have to create goals in your life. Even if you are like, you're not aligning where you are now, you can achieve something in that moment where you are in life.
Mm-hmm.
So you should also just create, be patient with yourself, create your goals, trust in God and don't give up on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be patient with yourself.
Yes. Your story is still being written.
That's so true.
Like what you said.
Yeah. You know.
It's very, very important.
Be patient with yourself. Being patient with oneself is very important, you know. Because you're going through your own journey and your own, it'll come with its own roller coaster emotions. And it's necessary that you allow yourself really to feel those emotions. Like, you know, once you said over the, I think sometimes we just harden ourselves. Mm. You're like, I shouldn't be feeling this way. But who said that? You know?
Feel it. How then will you? And the thing is, life is seasonal.
Yeah.
There are always seasons to everything. Mm-hmm. It's winter, summer, spring. Mm-hmm. Even my winter is probably coming. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I have seen hardship. Even if I'm going through hardship the tomorrow, I'll be like, I will navigate it better than I would have navigated it when I didn't go through it.
That's true.
Yeah, so life is always just up and down, up and down.
Especially now that you have the experience of how you handle the other part. And that is what one thing I've also realized. As you go through certain negative challenges, you know, you tend to build up on confidence as well. You tend to build up on how you're going to, you sort of like put on an armor for the next challenge that comes.
True.
You are able to navigate it better the next time. Or sometimes, you know, what actually got you depressed the other time, it's not going to get you depressed the next time.
Yes.
And the next time might be a very challenging situation compared to this one.
Yes.
But you walk right through it.
Like now, let's say, for example, you can, what scenario can I give you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you even approach people, like you can approach people to work for them. Mm-hmm. And they say, no, it's fine.
Yes.
Like you have gone through worse. Another person who opened the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Like rejection does not hurt as much as, because now you know, you know West Bain, you know? So, and you know that God, if God could do it for you back then, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
And like, not every person that you meet is really like the one to open that door for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes force that door to open, hey?
Thank you.
Be waiting for people to open doors for you. Create opportunities for yourself. Because then you'll be home waiting for a job. No one is coming to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
There are 100 people waiting for that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, earlier in our conversation, you spoke about how after you came back from, I think, is it when you came back from Zambia and you're applying Europe, Russia, you know, just to try and get into School of Medicine again. And I think at this point, a lot of people are going to be scammed. And we just recently had of young people that were in another place and da-da-da-da and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah, maybe walk some of those students or some learners into maybe how to maybe find to legitimately say that this is the right thing and not just get lured into something that looks promising, but it's not.
Yeah, so it's very important. Né? Like, I love our country. It has companies that are well registered, like places like NQA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can always go to NQA. And just search up a university and then see the accreditation. Because sometimes it may look like it's accredited, but then at NQA, does Namibia register, see this university as accredited, you know? So go to NQA, inquire on this. Also, go to registered places that actually have people in the country to help you apply that site. Don't go the online route because online, anyone can help you. Anyone, scammers, somebody's just in their bed scamming you. Because I really send money to people because I was desperate and don't act out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes just I wish I could have just sat back, waited, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And sitting back and waiting is also quite important. For some people, sometimes there comes a situation in life where you have to do nothing but just wait, you know. I certainly believe that. There comes a point where sometimes just sit and wait. You've done the applying now. You've done the applications now. Now just sit and wait, you know. And even if the rejections are coming, so many of them, just I think at that point, as much as you're running around, but there comes a time where you really just sit and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you are going to act out of desperation, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out and send money to so country. You're going to...
Some people are not helpful. They are not nice. They are like, not really guiding you.
They just want your money.
They just want your money.
Yeah.
So if you are going to apply abroad, really do your research very well. Ask people that are already there.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that post about university. Check the hashtags. If you maybe find someone that you know, you should look like who follows who, then you ask, oh, do you know this person? Mm. Can you connect me with this person?
Mm.
And then you can follow up and ask them.
Mm. But I also want to believe that even with people, we have to be very careful with spilling. Dealing with strangers. I mean, you find some Namibians who are the ones facilitating this human trafficking stuff, you know? And you don't want to fall into that ditch, you know?
Yeah, and I think for me, I'm a risk taker. You know, sometimes I was talking about this with my I have a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So her mom takes her to university, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what a luxury. What a luxury, my girl.
Yeah.
Because I went to Zambia alone. With my suitcase. And then I was in that bus traveling 2 days. I don't even know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
We could have been trafficked at the borders.
Mm.
Like even we could have been probably scammed by the currency exchange.
You had faith.
It's that blind faith.
Which is good also. There are times when it's necessary.
It's good, but it's very dangerous. Like I would not do it again.
Yeah, ne?
No. I would never do such reckless. I was just like, pack your bags, my sister. Go.
And your mom?
No, like, the thing is, what I love about my mom now is, like, back then she used to be very, like, even when I started my business, she was like, you're now going into dentistry. Why business? You must focus on school. But now I'm like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And then I just pursued her. I don't really listen to outside voices. I'm like, I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to prove you, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
But my mom was supportive. No, like, they are supportive, but I really did not have that luxury of going with someone to guide me, to take me there. I really
and
just.
It's
going to
be more expensive.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. A flight ticket is going to be expensive. But I'm just saying, like, now with the trafficking and all that, it's not so safe to just go blindly.
Yeah.
You really have to set up things in order.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone that side to expect you.
Mm.
Have someone, like, be updating someone all that way.
Mm.
Yeah, like, we just survived because we're also a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really just alone. We're a group
of
Namibians.
Yeah.
We became a family that side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the thought of going to another country,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even the thought of, okay, people have done it, but I don't know, traveling all alone on the plane for so many hours, like by myself going to a particular country, mm-hmm. nobody waiting for me. I have to find my way.
Mm.
I feel like I'll feel lost.
Why I had that depression somehow.
Yeah,
like,
ne?
You know, it was just a lot and you're not that happy. Hi, it was a lot.
But for some people, they've done it really and they survived.
Yeah.
Like you did it. You came back.
Some people actually finished.
Yeah.
People finished. People are now working successful and that's really good.
Yes.
A lot of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Be a risk taker, but also have calculated risks.
Mm-hmm.
Put things in order, in place, then you can take the risk.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. And like you said, have somebody there, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes can be someone that you had is from a village that's in the UK already. So that in case something goes wrong, you can always run to them.
Especially
sort of in a way.
Now, like, it's not safe.
No, it's not.
Even in Namibia, I have people around mm-hmm. to guide you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're coming from the north and you're coming to Windhoek
yeah.
and now you're staying at your uncle's place there. Now you don't even know where town is, Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are lost. Now you have this big bag with a PC.
Yeah.
It's not safe. I always like put things in order.
True.
Yeah.
It's a whole transition and I don't know. It's really a whole transition even for learners.
But everyone needs to go through
it. Everybody needs to go through it and overcome it.
Yes.
And find their feet.
Yes. So...
I guess so.
Go through it or make life easier for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Our studio line is open at 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. That is 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. Should you have a contribution or a question perhaps that you would like to ask, you're more than welcome to come through. Now, of course, talking about consistency and the determination. It's already the beginning. It's just the beginning of the year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are three particular words that are very important at this particular time. Consistency, determination, and discipline. And
mm-hmm.
discipline. You know, today on a friend's WhatsApp status, I saw how she took, pictures of cars that were parked up. I don't know where exactly the location is,
mm-hmm.
but she says a lot of Namibians came out to train today. you know, to run, you know, to do their fitness, something like that. It was a lot of cars. And I commented and I say, I hope to see them all again or to see this video again come August, you know. And that is the one thing. You start something, but you're not consistent with it. And therefore, you won't really get the fruits and the rewards for it. So I that one thing about consistency is something that I know is very important with whatever one does. As long as you're consistent to eat, whether you see the fruits right now or not, even in school, you know, if you're consistent with reading your books, if you're consistent and you're determined and you're disciplining yourself because you have to wake up early sometimes, you know.
Well, yeah. At 7 a.m. class.
I didn't like those things.
Yeah, consistency is very, very important because it builds a pattern and it builds your, what people know about you. Like if you're like for me, I don't believe in Namibian time. I get frustrated when you tell me, no, we are meeting at 6 o'clock and then you don't pop up at 6 o'clock because you have already built a pattern for yourself to always come early, for example.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So consistently doing that, that already has built yourself. So if this year you are starting, no, I'm going to consistently start working out, then consistently do it.
Yes.
Like wake up, push yourself, do it every single day.
Yeah.
Like you won't be perfect. Some days you'll go late, but it's okay. But don't be, also hold yourself accountable. Because now if today you say, no, it's fine, I will miss today. Trust me, tomorrow you'll still miss again.
Yeah.
And the next day you'll still miss again. And then you'll be like, no, it's fine. I can cancel.
Mm-hmm.
So even as a student, consistently, you should, at the end of your mind, you should always have your goal. Like, why are you at school or why are you doing this course? That is your reason why you should consistently study. You should consistently do your assignments rather than sleeping or doing other things. You can. It's fine. You're a student. You're an adult. But also just don't forget your bigger goal. Why did you do it? You know, why are you in that course? And also just in your work, consistency, determination, resilience, this builds your character over time. You come 5 years down the line, you see, like, I have built a pattern. I have been consistently being this person. It become a part of you. Like, people just know, this is you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I know somebody who, even if she sleeps at 12, 11, 1, she wake up by 5 o'clock, she's up. Serious? I think it's a doctor thing, man.
No, like, I swear, I have complained that, why, oh my God, on a Saturday, no, like, why are you waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning? And then I would even text her, like, you know, if I think of a business idea or something, like, I have to think, I don't know, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. So, if I think of something, and then I tell, like, let's say I tell someone, I'll be like, okay, so please create this for me. I will text them that time.
Oops.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, why are you up at 5 o'clock? Why? Because, like, it's inevitable. Like, it's already part of me.
Yeah.
I can't sleep. I can't wake up at 11 o'clock. I'm like, I'm shocked. You can wake up at 11? How do you sleep till 11?
Watching series and watching movies.
Wow. I could never. Even if I watched movies, even if I went out the previous night, I would still wake up.
But I think that's a wrong culture that we're going. A very wrong culture. I remember when I was 19 years old, right? Well, how old was I? Probably 20. I know, somewhere there. And I was working as a waitress. So I'll knock off late. I'll probably come home 12, right? I'll watch movies. It was series. I'll watch series until 3. And I'm going to sleep the whole day until 12 or until 1 or so. Because work was starting at 4 in the afternoon. And it's a habit that young people have. I'm glad I broke that circle early on. But it's a terrible habit that needs to be broken. You won't build anything. You see other people building their careers because you're sleeping until 11. You're sleeping until 10. You're sleeping until 9. Okay, maybe I don't know. You had a really, you know?
Okay, 9 is fine.
Yeah, 9 is fine.
8 is fine.
Yeah.
But 11, I will never understand. I don't judge, but I will not understand.
It's really and I think those are the habits that, you know, sometimes you find someone complaining, I feel like I don't have so many hours in a day. What time? I think the first question I would want to ask them, what time do you wake up? And you know, since I started waking up so early, very early, I realized as if I have more hours, which of course you do. I feel like I have another extra day sort of in a way to do so many things, which is supposed to be like that.
Yes, you have actually an Like some days you're even like, oh, is 24 hours enough sometimes? And sometimes it's like, oh, that's long. Exactly. But you should always take rest, hey?
Yeah.
Like prioritize your rest. Don't overwork yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be selfish. Take that holiday.
Yeah.
Take that leave.
That's true.
Yeah, either way, that job will replace you if anything happens to you.
That's
so be
true.
Selfish.
Yeah.
So sometimes, okay, no, actually being your own boss is so dangerous because sometimes you are like pushing.
Yeah.
So at the end of my mind, I'm always like, you do need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll even tell my receptionist now, that when you go home, please stop that phone. Like, don't answer the calls. Don't think about it. It's okay.
Yeah.
We had a long day today. Like, especially this week, which was our opening week.
Okay.
It was so busy. And we're like navigating systems, whatever, seeing patients and all that. So it was a lot, even for me. Because now you are the receptionist, you are the doctor, you are the assistant. You are teaching somebody, you are training somebody. It's a lot.
Yeah,
so take a break. So it's like, we pushed ourselves, but we're also like, after work, let's rest, guys. Let's rest. Tomorrow is another day.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And on another thing I heard that if you take work home, you know, people, and you develop that habit of taking calls when it's supposed to be family time, then people get that habit. You kind of like got them used to
you
it.
You need 21 days to create a habit.
Me?
Yeah.
Ish. So like, they'll be like, you know what? I could even refer a friend who's probably having some sort of emergency, then go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could, I'll refer. No, just call Dr. Elia Kim. She's always available. You can text. I called her another time at 8 o'clock and she replied me. So it becomes really a habit and a pattern. So then you'll be like, why are people calling me even at 9 o'clock? You allowed it. So there needs to be a point where you say,
I'm a bit guilty about
No, there is a point where you have to say, you know what? 6 o'clock. I can maybe take calls as from 6.
Yeah.
But then as from that time, it's family time.
Because I love checking up on, you know, as a dentist, it's a very dangerous place to work as well. Because you're touching someone, hey? As much as you are causing them good things, you're also causing pain.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Let's say I took out your tooth. I will have to check up on you. I will not sleep at night if I don't know how you're feeling the next day. Because then I'll still call. It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with calling my patients, following up on them.
Yeah.
They can update me anytime. I always say I'll never get annoyed. I'll even guide you through because now I know that type of pain because I have experienced a toothache. I have experienced removing a tooth. It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Are you sure? It's bad.
I use a digital injection.
It's painless.
Yeah. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But it's really good to check up on people, but also don't take work so much at home.
Yeah.
Because you need family time. People around you still need you because I still remember my mom back then in school. She'd be like, oh, I'm alone. You guys are just in your rooms. Ah, but sweet lady. But now, you know, when the older you get, the more attached you are to your mom. Like,
I'm
the one now calling my mom. Come to me.
I know, right?
And I don't even feel like, I want to be with my mom all the time.
I know, right?
I
don't know. It's as if you now want advice, counseling.
Yes.
I still call my mom over my kids. If one of them does something that is dramatic, even early in the morning, mom, you know what? This one did this and that, and then she'll give me advice over the kids. Imagine, I don't know. You really need your mom when you're going in your adulthood, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
How much more when you have a child and you really need them? You need the advice.
Wow.
So how do I do this?
And then
for those who actually don't have their mom, and you know, there could also be that one aunt that they can reach out to.
I'm like close to all my aunts, like my aunts, my mom. I always call them mummies because they've all impacted me differently. Like I grew up with my aunt who never made it an obvious thing that I'm her niece.
Mm.
It's like, she treated me more of a child than she treated her child.
Yeah.
So I'm forever indebted to that woman. Because, there was never a thing of my mother, these are all my mothers. I even saved them, mommy, who, mommy, when they're selling, like they're all my mommy babes, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing that I want to instill in my kids as well.
Mm-mm.
And in my nieces. Like, there's no such thing as, this is your aunt. Like, you are all my kids.
Mm.
Like, you are my...
Yeah,
there's no need to differentiate children.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because any parent can pass away, you know?
That's true.
And being an orphan as well, I don't like to make it my personality. Because people have stepped up to be both roles in my life. I have gained godly fathers. God is my father.
Yeah.
I have gained, my mother has acted the role, my aunts have acted the role.
Mm.
People have impacted me differently. It would be selfish for me to say I'm an orphan when I have never lacked in so many ways. So I would just like to advise people that are, but you have people around you. I know that feeling. The feeling is there. That
yeah, you wish the, there was
the gap will always be there. Yeah. But irregardless, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
God, we will all die either way. Sorry, that's guys, true. But it's the truth.
I love your honesty. You know what? I think you're officially the first guest that talks like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I talk.
I love to leave an impact because even for my kid one day, I want to tell her that not everyone will live forever like that. But you must be independent, be your own person to even survive when the hard days are going to come.
Mm. And they're not around.
And no one is around to save you. Because even when you're going through the depression, no one is around. As much as your mother is around, no one understands how you feel because it's you yourself that can only express how you feel.
Yeah.
But I can only guide you. I can only help you. I can make your life a little bit better.
Yeah.
But that does not define your happiness.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doc, it's been a wonderful pleasure having you with me in studio. Can you believe it's been 2 hours already?
I can't. Wow. And I was like, that's too much.
Yeah, yeah. I always tell my guests, trust me, they go by so fast, especially when the conversation is very engaging and very interesting. But yeah, I'm very happy for you on your practice. I wish you all the best, you know.
Thank you. May you
have more and more and more. Let's say clients.
More clients.
Yeah.
Visit us at Smile.
Yeah.
We are ready to assist you.
Even for educational purposes.
Yes. Like, you know, Ney, you don't have to go to a dentist. Okay, you can go to any dentist you want. Okay. You don't have to go there because you only have a problem. Like, consult, see what is going on. You know, you worked for that. Right?
Yeah.
You have the privilege to go. Mm. You can even go to state and say, I am here to see a dentist. I am here to see the state of my teeth. Your government worked for that luxury. Go for it.
Nice.
Now, I don't mind. Me, if you come to me and tell me that, I will treat you because you are here and you deserve that treatment.
In other words, there doesn't have to be a specific problem.
No. It might stay in the line, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's what you want.
Yeah.
And you are entitled to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So visit your dentist, see the state of your teeth, learn a few tricks and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, do whatever you want, your smile, work on it. Mm-hmm. I always say if you work hard, then you can do anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you as well, Happy. I really enjoyed this.
Sure. Okay, and the takeaway home message is go throw away your 3-month-old toothbrush. And go buy a new one.
Yes.
Yeah, with that being said, now we have come to the beautiful conclusion of our beautiful conversation. I should have been interested in listening to this conversation again. Please do head over to our podcast session. Download the Eagle FM app. Head over to Eagle FM Namibia on your App Store or Play Store. Yeah, Play Store or, okay. What's the other one? I've switched, so I can't remember now anymore. Google Play Store. Yes, Google Play Store. And download the app there and listen to this beautiful talk radio station at your convenient time. And you know, the nice thing is that you can listen to a conversation that you've missed, you know, anytime you want again. Even if it played, let's say, probably 2-3 days ago, you can still catch up on it. Now, if you have enjoyed this conversation, you just want to listen to it again. Or perhaps you want to tell a friend to listen to it, please download the Eagle FM app. Don't forget also, we have a website that is Eagle FM Namibia. And of course, our WhatsApp channel for daily social and economic news. Text on 081-200-4144. That is our WhatsApp channel. Do you know that we have the Villager e-paper out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Yeah, for your free social and economic news. Did you know that? Well, now you know. Now from Indafa, happy Shushu, it is goodbye. I'll see you again on Monday from 1300 hours to 1434 on the Radar News Analysis. Good night and have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening. Make sure you do visit a friend or two this weekend. Bye.